Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, put you on the right road. Praise God. Amen. We've been preaching all this month about the title, Do You Love God? Amen. We're going to try to wrap it up on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Amen. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we said, do you love God? We need to love the Lord. We live in an age where people said they were so much in pride. Where people said, believe in yourself. Jesus said in St. John 16:24, if any man love me, you'll deny yourself. Because yourself is your biggest enemy. We need to trust the Lord. Because the Bible said in Philippians 4:13, Missionary Velvet, what did the Word of God say in Philippians 4:13? What did it say? Because without the Lord, we are not nobody.
Amen.
We can't do nothing without Jesus.
Amen. So I can do all things. Through Christ, which strengthened me.
Now, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that give me strength. The Lord is the one that wake you up in the morning. You didn't wake up by yourself. But the Lord woke you up, put you in your right mind, gave you ability to dress yourself, clean yourself up. It was the power of God that did that.
Amen.
The alarm clock didn't just wake you up, because the alarm clock can ring, ring, ring. If the Lord don't wake you up, you're going to be there. And I'm talking what I know. Praise God. But it's the Lord. So when people say believe in yourself, you need to believe in what Jesus Christ can do. Because without the Lord, you are nothing. But people believe, they want to lift themselves up. They want the people to worship them, praise them. Like this big I am. This great person. You are nothing in the eyes of God. We supposed to reverence the Lord. God is the only one we supposed to lift up. Jesus, lift up him. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord will bless you for lifting him up. The Lord will do that. Amen. But we trying to be like, amen, ourselves will be our downfall. That's what happened to Satan. That's why Satan got thrown out of heaven, because he said, I will ascend unto heaven. I will be like the Most High. I is always I. That's Satan. And he got thrown out of heaven. We don't never get to the place where it's I. When any time you get like that, you're on terrible, hazardous territory. But it's through Christ that give us strength. We can make it day by day. Praise God. What did St. Matthew 22:22-36 say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
Amen. Now, people, well, amen, because Jesus, amen, said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, amen, they asked him what the greatest commandment is.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. This is the first and greatest commandment.
Now, if you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, you don't have no room for the devil. none of his works. You don't have no room for no gossiping, no backbiting, no room to commit no adultery, no fornication, no room to tell no lies, no room to steal, because you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength. You don't have no room for the devil and none of his works. That's the way that verse is supposed to be explained, so people can understand that. You serve the Lord with all your heart, all your might, all your strength. You don't have nothing to give the devil. No room for that. Amen. What did it say?
And the second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Now, if you love your neighbor as yourself, you won't rob and steal from them and cheat them and rob them and all of that. You won't do none of that because you love your neighbor. In other words, you will keep his commandments. You will live right. Praise God. I'm telling you, you will live right. Amen. So why people won't get upset when I be preaching and keep the commandments? When Jesus is just telling you try to sum it up. Jesus just summed it up. You will keep his commandments. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you won't steal from them. You won't lie on them. Amen. You won't be trying to treat them wrong. But you'll treat people right. You'll love your brethren. You'll love one another. Amen. Praise God. If you love your neighbor like you love yourself. What did Jesus say, Missionary Velvet?
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Of these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In other words, Jesus let you know. Amen. All the commandments that I preach is in this. That means you obey all that word. You hear me? So these preachers talking about you ain't got to keep commandments. The devil is in them. You hear me? And the devil don't want you to live right. So they're going to try to tell you, amen, if you keep the commandments, you're guilty of the whole thing. Amen. That's because the devil is in them. Amen. But when Jesus comes in you, he'll give you power to obey his commandments. Live right. Because if you live right, heaven belongs to you. The Lord will give you power to resist temptation and sin. That's what sanctification would do. Give you power to resist the devil. You don't be, amen, committing sin. Because you got power to tell the devil, what I have been, I'm not going to be no more. I'm telling you, praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. Romans 8 and 37, Missionary Velvet, what did it say? Romans 8 and 37, what did it say? Because people need to be saved.
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Amen. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen. The Lord will give you power over temptation and make you a child of God. What did he say?
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Now, when you get Christ in you, you won't let nothing the devil throw in your way stop you from living right, living holy. No unsaved husband, no unsaved wife, no unsaved children, no trouble on the job, no trouble in the school. You won't let none of that stop you from loving the Lord, going to church, getting yourself right with the Lord. Amen. No hunger. Amen. No money. No job. No clothes. No house. Amen. No car. None of that stop you from loving the Lord. But you will serve the Lord. We're not serving God because God blessed me with a new car. The Lord blessed me with a new house. I'm serving the Lord because I want to make heaven my home. You hear me? Glory to God. And people need to understand and know that. You don't serve God just because God blessed you with a brand new house and a brand new car. Amen. And bless you with a pile of money. But you serve the Lord because you want to make heaven your home. You want to escape a burning hell. That's the reason why you serve the Lord. You love the Lord like that. The Bible says in St. Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then the Lord will add these things to you because you might not make it idols of that stuff. Amen. And folk need to understand all that as we wrap the message up. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Amen. We need to understand that. Glory to God. Amen. All right then, let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. All this month we've been preaching about, do you love God? Praise God. Look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick of their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know, God, you come to change their life. Make the life brand new. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, from stealing, from robbing, from drugs and alcohol, from witchcraft. Lord, deliver the people and set them free. Lord, those that are out there in the free world that's bound by witchcraft, Lord, bind that evil spirit and set them free by the power of God. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Veil.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here. The Lord is the one that can be able to come to our rescue. Because we can do nothing without the Lord. And he the one that can be able to help us to have more love in our heart. Be able to live and do what's right and pleasing in his sight. So you heard, you heard that message in all this month in the day that Ella Holmes preached. So we just call on the name of Jesus to help us. You do what is right and pleasing in his sight. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper. You are not forgotten and you are not forsaken. Jesus, have your back. Those in the free world, we thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you that God ruled in your life. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is a God that will not and cannot lie. He promised that he will love you. He promised that he will set you free. He promised he will supply your every need, and he will do that. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself, the Lord open up doors. We may go into the jails and prisons to bring the gospel to those that behind prison bars. And amen. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed in many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Prisoners can write us for Bibles, other life-changing materials. Spanish-speaking men write for Spanish material. Called Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Yes, I'm a Jesus man and a Bible man. Amen. I'm in the Word of God. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion missionary of Velvet, saying that
if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go?
May God bless you. This train is a
clean train. This train. You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.